Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the App Betches podcast. I'm Sammy.
Oh, am I next? I'm yes. Jordana.
And I'm Aileen, and I'm back. Hello.
Welcome back.
Happy welcome New Year. Back.
Happy New Year, everyone. Back.
Get in the other line.
Aileen had a baby, in case you guys weren't paying attention.
Yeah, I came back. I was on maternity leave. I came back January 2nd, so 2 days ago.
Tell us about it.
No.
Okay, fine.
She's like, don't.
I don't want to. I don't want to. This is meant to be a break. This
okay,
podcast.
Good. Then we won't. But yeah. Okay. You know what I cannot stop thinking about? And all I've been thinking about is the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City finale. I cannot get over it.
Did you watch the season?
I didn't watch the season.
I watched a bunch of the season. I did miss a few episodes, but now yeah. I knew enough to be able to
I didn't watch it.
I feel it's like insane. Enough has been said where I do want to watch the season. Yeah, I stopped watching after the first season, but maybe I'll get back into it.
I didn't watch last season and I watched a couple episodes of this season. I was like, I just give up. And then now that there's all this like stuff about her, Monica, I like watched another episode last night, like right before bed.
Well, that's why I watched the episodes that I did watch, because I was like, who is it? Once I saw that this bitch had three names, I'm like, I got to find out about
this. I find Meredith the funniest, though, because she gets drunk and gets an English accent. And she just completely goes British.
You can leave.
You can leave.
I think
I have to call security. And then Heather is like, I don't know if she realizes, but that is a waiter. Anyway, we shouldn't go into this. This is what the Bravo show
Let me just say, because I know you both didn't watch it. But you don't even need to watch this whole season. I don't think anyone does. You just need to watch this finale, because the situation speaks for itself. We can easily explain it. They explain it. It's the way it is produced is just a new peak of television. And I posted this thing on this idea on my Instagram story that we should they should perform this scene as like a play off Broadway and have like stars be in it. And I posted like my hypothetical cast and people who I listed, Andrea Lopez and like Adam Royston wants to be in it. Like
they're going to do it.
I wanted to do it in like 3 weeks before the finale, but people talked me off the ledge. and we're going to try to do it next fall before the season 5 premiere. And we have a whole list of an aspirational cast.
How are you going to get Gwyneth?
We're not getting Gwyneth.
Or Meryl. Meryl is more.
We're not getting Meryl, but like, for example, Lindsay Hubbard playing Heather Gay would be, I actually think that would sell out 10 nights. Like, I think, so we're working on it.
Or just film a skit.
No, why not watch Lindsay play herself?
No, because them doing like a special performance of this scene, you need to watch the scene why it would be so perfect to be performed on like as a live play. Just the way it is, like needs, you just have to see it. But so, we're working on a special Betches night out.
I was going to say, speaking of a special Betches night out, the three of us are going out tonight.
Oh, we are. We're going.
What are we doing again? Oh, yeah.
Aileen is very excited about it.
Yeah. What are you going to wear?
I feel like this is part of Aileen's like leave my house more resolution for the year. And she like, now that it's time to pay the piper, she's like not really into it.
I'm into it.
Is that not exactly what's happening?
I mean, yeah, I'm using any excuse to get out of the house for sure. I've been like, you know, in basically like a quarantine vibe, except for like my daughter's school for the last 3 months. So yeah.
Well, so tonight,
I forgot what we're doing.
Do you need us to tell you, or do you still forget?
No, I remember.
Okay, you remember. Okay, we're going to a Taylor Swift cover band tonight. I'm so excited.
Which says a lot because I'm not a big Swiftie.
What are you going to wear?
Just like jeans and a top.
Oh, okay. You're not going to like wear an outfit.
No.
I think I might. What are you going to wear?
Are you wearing a dress?
If it depends what everyone else is wearing. If other people are doing this, I have options. I can wear.
What does
I don't
one
even
wear?
Know what you would wear. What does one wear?
Anything with sequins.
Oh, I have a sequined skirt that I wore to the Betches holiday party.
That's exactly what you should wear.
Is Taylor Swift, ugh. I don't, why is she associated with sequins?
Because all of her costumes have sequins. Every
single
one.
Isn't that like every performer?
No, but first since her whole, it's like her aesthetic is a lot of different sequins.
We'll see.
It's not really every performer. Adele doesn't.
My whole aesthetic right now is all black, so we'll see where that takes me.
That's been my aesthetic for like 20 years.
You were really ahead of this trend, weren't you?
Indeed.
Well, anyway, there is another Betches night out. It is coming up on January 18th. Yes. Aileen, are you going to get out of your house for this one? It's at City Winery.
Let's check my calendar.
Okay. The City Winery starts at 8. It is really fun. We're going to get dinner before the show, right? Obviously. I'm committing you guys to doing that because I'm going to be there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, tell the audience, tell get our tickets, listeners about the show.
Get tickets at betches.co/BNO. That's where you can get tickets. BNO is all caps. That's what it says on the outline. So I'm going to repeat it. But we're really excited. We're going to be there January 18th. We are going to have the funniest comics ever. This show is hosted by Gabby Bryan, our fave. We love her. And also featuring Maddie Smith, Zarna Garg, Katie Boyle, Daphne Springs, and Marina Franklin. So be there on January 18th. The show starts at 8, doors open at 6, and we're getting dinner before at betches.co/BNO in all caps.
When you say we, you don't mean like you and the collective, like, collect like anyone who's listening.
It sounds like we all
well,
are.
Well, it could be. It's anyone who goes to betches.co/BNO in all caps.
Is not getting dinner with us.
They can come to the show.
I don't know if I'm getting dinner with you.
Me either.
Okay, fuck you guys. It's January 18th.
Assume we're getting dinner.
We are.
Where do you think the phrase be there or be square came
because
from?
Because square means a loser. So it's like be there or be a loser.
Or be a square, yeah.
Oh, I sometimes call Mike a square.
Mike is a square. Mike is the ultimate square. I like calling him a loser. He's
square.
A
you just said a square means a loser.
It doesn't really mean loser. It
just means like straight edge, like very, I feel like.
Someone who fits in a
very
square box.
Straight edge.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, but the connotation of the saying is like be there, don't be there or don't be cool. Be all uncool.
Right.
Yeah. Be cool. Don't be all uncool. So like Luann has changed the
yeah.
thing. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
I feel like
be square. Loser, it's more uncool.
I'll let it know.
You'll be hearing from Mike later today.
Here's the thing. It's not really an insult. Like, it's not like Mike's, it's not like the same as a wet blanket, for example. It's like just someone who like, They're
please
not gonna
by the
like
rules.
Do anything edgy or surprising or unpredictable. They're very predictable and like they follow the rules.
Yeah, I would say that Mike follows the rules. Rule follower.
That's
for sure.
I think that's a great stable husband.
Yeah.
You definitely want a rule following husband, or else you end up with like other issues.
Joe Giudice.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. Jen Shaw.
Anyway, should we get through our topics today?
Well, let's do it.
What are our topics? Okay, the first topic we just have to go through really fast. It happened like minutes after we recorded the last episode. And that is that Camilla, wife of Charles, is launching her own podcast. Queen Camilla,
respect.
Sorry. She's launching her own podcast where she's going to talk to different guests. And I just think it's so fucking funny because it's the same as what Harry did. But like,
what was Meghan's podcast called?
Meghan, sorry. Archetypes.
Oh,
remember?
Interesting. Yeah.
What kind of guests, like what is the theme of
So it's
Queen?
For, it's like through their charity, which is called The Reading Room. So she's going to co-host with the
Not
CEO of the charity.
With well, the authors?
The Reading Room? No.
With authors?
It's going to be like, it's going to be guests that like we wouldn't care about. Like
she's
going to
spill the tea?
For boomers. I don't think she's going to spill the tea.
Boomer podcast.
No pun intended.
Yeah. I think it's like, okay, like it. For example, they name.
Like tea, British people drink tea.
Yeah, tea.
Yeah. Oh, spill the tea. Oh, I thought it was a boomer pun. Okay.
It'd be so funny if she just launched like a Real Housewives recap podcast.
See, I tune into that. That's the thing.
That like, would be like, yeah, that would get like massive numbers.
The names that they list, tell me if you've heard of them, Joanne Lumley and Sir Ian Rankin. So those are like the lead guests. That's why I'm saying it's like a UK boomer podcast. Like, why would you know who those people are?
Whatever.
Got it. Do you think
Kamel's?
Do you think she'll be doing ads for MeUndies?
Rocket Loans.
DraftKings. Thank you to our sponsor.
Maybe
Queen V.
She has to do it.
Queen C for Queen V.
It would be amazing if she had to do a personal endorsement for Tushy, and she's like, you know, my husband Charles, but he loves it.
Charles put installed it himself. It's so easy.
$79, usually £159.
But do you guys actually think there will be host read ads?
No.
Were there host read ads? It's a charity. On Megan's. Oh, okay. So it's not. There profit. Were
Megan's. I think it had ads, like automatic.
I don't remember the ads. Yeah.
I want to say that they were like automatic, you know.
Oh, like yeah, I know what you mean.
Like not host read, no that personal endorsement. Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's news, exciting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen, but Sammy, if you listen, let us know how it is.
You know, maybe if she has Lindsay Hubbard on to talk about what happened at the end of last summer, I would listen, but I don't know much about these people. It's supposed to be like proper. It's like radio for
like BBC type.
Right.
For squares. Radio for squares. Maybe Mike will listen.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But Framebridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love Framebridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. Framebridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then Framebridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Should we talk about Gypsy Rose Blanchard? Because she's back in full swing. She's been released from prison.
What do you think about all of this?
I forgot about her until she got released from prison. And now everyone seems very captivated by the story that she's released from prison. Like, if you had told everyone that she was released 6 years ago, I don't think everyone would have believed you also. Like, who knew that she was still in prison?
Oh. Well, she wouldn't have been able to Instagram. And I think that's why people are...
she's, like, Instagramming.
Like, who was, like, closely following the story?
Well, There was a Hulu movie show.
They're following her because she's out and she's like re-engaging with pop culture. And she was like, she said she wanted to go to the Chiefs game to go meet Taylor Swift. And that was like one thing she did. And then she also
commented something about her husband's dick.
Like, yeah, she's like writing to the guy. Like they're back and forth publicly.
Her husband.
Is that her husband?
Yeah, it says her husband. Yeah.
It should violate parole if you do that.
She talked about like how she.
Well, they made her not leave the state, so she couldn't go to her,
oh yeah, that is Dia's fire. It's just like a lot of information, and then also like these genealogists Instagram said that apparently she and Stassi Schroeder are like 11th cousins, like she's related to Stassi. And
I mean, Stassi loves murder, so
yeah. No, Stassi was like, she goes, I'm dead from this.
How long was she in prison for?
7 years, I want to say. I think she got out early. It was supposed to be 10 years.
It'd be funny if she just like came out of prison just only using pop culture references from 2017 when she went in.
She like, yeah, she like kind of uses Instagram that way. She was using like hashtags and no filter or something like that.
No one has told her.
She like was. Yeah,
honestly, she looks like pretty. Like, I think she looks like good.
Yeah, she looks fine. Do you see her in the documentary? But I mean, I think people were like captivated by it because there was like first the HBO documentary. It was like Mommy Done Dearest, right?
That
was
her. Oh yeah, that was a great documentary.
Then there was the Hulu show with Patricia Arquette and Joey King. That got everybody really into it. And she was in jail. And now she's out and like the real Gypsy is out, like not Joey King, you know? So like now we get to sort of see this continuation of the character that we watched. I think it's kind of interesting. It's sort of like Anna Delvey got out.
Right.
But I think it'll die down. I think nobody's really gonna give a shit.
I think she's got a week.
I might go back and like rewatch because I remember when I watched it feeling like this is insane.
It was so long ago. I don't remember that much.
I think it was like a Munchausen by proxy situation.
She was keeping her sick and then she and her boyfriend
plotted to kill her,
and then the boyfriend killed her, the mom.
Is that who she's married to? Oh, I think he's in jail for a lot longer.
How did she meet her new husband?
We have to find out. Yeah, and then she got like she was found guilty
yeah.
of like second degree murder.
She was convicted.
Convicted. Thank you. Yeah. Of second degree murder because she like helped him. She helped him.
Yeah, but he got longer.
He did it because of her.
But it's interesting because, like, really, like, she was also a victim of her mother. So it's not just, like, this random, like, killer. But it is wild.
But it wasn't, like, self-defense.
No, it was premeditated.
Yeah.
So wild. But she's back, and she's the Dia's fire.
It's just also because, like, not a lot of millennial or younger criminals get out of prison, like, after having a documentary about them. So like they're most of the time people aren't using Billy social McFarland. Media like that.
It's like a really unique
thing now.
He's
not even like being like her. Yeah.
Because there's Anna Delvey. They're like
John
using
says, Gypsy's husband sent her a letter in 2020, thanks in part to a coworker. It was right at the beginning of COVID pandemic after watching Tiger King.
Her husband's coworker, it seems like they made a bet to each other kind of thing, or like we're gonna write to the documentary freaks. Oh,
celebrities. Celebrities. You say freaks, I said celebrities.
Yeah. I mean, see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm being judgmental. Losers, freaks. Who am I? I'm so squares. Obnoxious. Sorry.
Sometimes you get into this little like mean girl zone. It's actually very entertaining.
It's so entertaining.
She becomes Queen Anne.
Yeah. I think it might be like a reincarnation, like from a past life.
The funniest is when Jordana and I saw that movie, we both looked at each other. Like,
favorite?
Yeah, we both looked at each other like, is that not Sammy?
but you know what's really funny is that when I watched it after you,
yeah,
and I didn't know you thought that, or maybe I did. I then watched it and I was like, this is me.
At least we're all on the same page.
That's my like alter ego when I get in.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, that's like your Erica Jane. What's her name?
Erica Jane.
Erica Girardi. Erica Jane is the alter ego. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like so. Sasha Fierce.
Yeah. That's you.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right.
Okay. What else is happening? Did you see that Rachel Lindsay is getting a divorce from Brian Abasolo?
I was both surprised and not surprised at all by that
divorce. I know what you mean. We should have a metric for things like that because it's like good, bad. But like, I know how exactly what you are mean. You? But it's not like how shocked. It's like I didn't see it coming right now, but I'm not surprised that it happened kind of thing.
But I think that if like you were following their relationship. Yeah, if you were following that, they had never really seemed like, but part of me, because I remember watching their social media and I was like, they don't seem that into each other on social media. But then I was like, maybe that means that's they're really into each other because they're not like putting on a show. Yeah. But actually seem to have meant that they are not into each other.
I think, I guess the season though, remember she was really trying to decide between him and Peter, right?
Right. Like, I remember thinking they didn't really like each other that much. And what I get from them is you have like two people who are kind of like good people in the sense that they want to try to make it work. And so they're going to be good to each other, even if they're not like 100% compatible, they'll still keep the relationship going. But does it seem like it was contentious? It seems fairly like amicable, which is what I would expect.
He filed for a divorce, did he not? Hmm. Yeah, Brian cited irreconcilable differences and he's asking for spousal support and they have no kids.
Like, why is he asking for spousal support? He's a doctor.
Because she probably makes more money than he does.
Yeah, but they don't have any kids. Just like, go, you're so bad.
Honest? I think she probably makes like over $1 million a year and he's now used to living
like that lifestyle. But scale down, bro.
Right. Get used to a different lifestyle.
This is me just assuming.
I thought you only get that if they are like incapable of like taking care of themselves.
I think there's a few factors that go into it. Depends like what state you're in, if it's community,
but
property.
But usually I feel like people, if they don't have kids, are not usually getting spousal support.
No, that would be considered child support. There's spousal support is for the spouse. Right. Okay. So spousal support is just for you and child support is for the children. So it's like,
I thought that was more if like the one partner didn't work, like he's a doctor.
Is he still a doctor? Like a working practicing doctor?
Unless his license was taken away, he can still be a doctor.
Yeah, but his point would be like all of these years I've been living like this public figure lifestyle, not building my practice. These are prime years where I would have been building my practice if I had not been in this relationship. And now we're living like we make $2 million a year, but I really can't make that because I've been an influencer and not a doctor.
Right. Maybe he feels that like he's helped support her career. Like he's part of the reason why her career is this and why she makes that.
That is true.
And so now he says like, okay, like now.
I don't think he's wrong to say that because if he didn't like win The Bachelor and they didn't continue to be in this relationship, with like, let's say they got engaged and then just broke it off, like he wouldn't owe her anything. But because he like pursued this life with her as the Bachelor couple, that like was his way of making money and he was half of that.
Right. Well, Holly says that part of the drama is that he moved his life and business to LA for her because she quit being an attorney to be a media personality.
And it seems like he quit being a doctor.
Yeah.
Although I feel like a good idea.
Getting back into being a doctor seems easy. Seems like not that difficult. Just like,
I don't think that's true. No, you have to build a
practice. You could work for someone else's practice. That's like what a lot of people do.
Yeah, but he's saying that's why he wants spousal support. Because he's saying I could probably make $200,000 working at someone else's practice, which is what I would have to do. But because I'm now used to $2 million lifestyle, I need spousal support. But I don't think, he's a chiropractor, Holly says. He definitely
that's a doctor.
Is it? What is it, an MD?
I think it is.
I don't think
it is. The chiropractors are going to come for you, Sammy.
Okay. And I don't know. They can correct me and I'll apologize. They don't hold an MD degree. They're doctors of chiropractic care.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, you're like not an MD.
You're like Jared with the speech pathologist, Sammy.
No, I'm not. Here's the thing. If someone wants to correct me, I'll say I'm sorry and I didn't know better. And then I will.
Well, I guess
change how I speak about chiropractors. But they're not MDs. But they are doctors of. It's like he calls himself Dr. Abs, according to Holly. But
so they are doctors. They're just not medical doctors.
Yes, it's like if you're a doctor of philosophy, you know.
So they have PhDs.
No, they have doctors of chiropractic care.
He has 325,000 Instagram followers. He could probably make some a good amount of money from that.
He cannot make nearly as much. She was hosting on Extra. She has like real gigs.
I don't know how much that pays.
It doesn't matter. She has real consistent income.
His TikTok is Dr. Abs. Oh, I get it. That's okay.
Yeah, I get it.
I get it. Okay.
He definitely has abs based on his first.
But also because of his name.
Honestly, like, I don't think he, right. But he does have them. I don't think he would, like, you can see what he's trying to do. He's definitely trying to be like Mr. Healthy Guy. You can see on his Instagram.
The thing is I don't really care that much about
this
divorce.
That's true.
It's not like.
It's not surprising.
It's like, oh, I thought you'd be together for a while, but I guess you're not. Okay, so, this happens with the Bachelor people.
Been that long.
Who are the only remaining Bachelor couples, not from like Paradise or any of that stupid shit, like the real Bachelor?
There's Jordan and
JoJo. They like got re-engaged,
right?
Yeah.
There's Sean and Catherine, so my favorite.
Yeah.
The only influencers I follow,
Trista and Ryan.
Trista and Ryan, Sean and Catherine, and JoJo and Jordan. All bachelorettes, no bachelors. Oh, besides Sean.
Oh, wait, we're not counting Jade and Tanner.
No,
right?
No Bachelor in Paradise. Those people need each other, like, badly.
Well, also they weren't competing for each other. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
They paired.
And they also know that, like, together they make more money together.
But that doesn't. But all these people, that applies to all of these people.
That's true.
And they still separate. Like, JoJo and Jordan didn't need to get re-engaged.
Jason and Molly.
Didn't they get divorced? Jason and Molly are still together, says Holly.
Okay.
Desiree Hartstock.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about her.
Lauren and Ari.
Oh, that was a controversial one.
He didn't really pick her, though, but they did. He changed his mind fairly quickly, although he got a lot of shit for it.
Well, technically, Jason didn't pick Molly, right? He picked the other girl, and then he, like, cheated on her with Molly got with Molly.
So he stayed with Molly.
So kind of like Ari-ish, but not, he didn't cheat on her, but
sort of
switched.
I think Ari, like, did.
The men really switched their minds a lot.
I think that's how men, I think probably, like, men are like that in real life, you know? Up to the buzzer.
Yeah, we're not counting Ashley Iaconetti, but she's still with Jared.
That is fascinating because that was
I think so too, because she was like so on him, and then she convinced him.
She was probably on him because he was giving her mixed signals behind the scenes.
I think what I mean.
Was basing it on.
I think a lot of these relationships are like, I don't really want to work anymore, and
we want to be influencers.
Yeah, and this person already is like playing the influencer game pretty well.
Yeah, but they all, but
yeah,
all
but I'm not saying they don't like each other. I'm just saying there's like the, if you're kind of on the fence about someone, that could move you one way or the other.
Well, and only as until you get a divorce, only for so long until that doesn't work anymore. I think that a lot of the people that we're naming, like, I could see them having paired in real life, and The Bachelor was just how they met. Like JoJo and Jordan, like that.
Oh, yeah.
To me,
I can see that
they would have dated, like, for sure, for real. A lot of these people, I think, would have dated.
Sean and Catherine are the real deal.
Ashley and JP got divorced, but a long time ago.
I'd call that a long time after relationship, though, even though it ended.
Yeah, like I don't think the question isn't really, are you like together forever? It's like, was this relationship?
I want to see who dies together in each other's arms.
I think Trista and Ryan will.
Yeah, I mean, they've been married like 20 something years.
I think Sean and Catherine.
Yeah.
They seem really into each other.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches. For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
Speaking of Rogers.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about Rogers. Good segue.
A different Rogers. His brother.
Other Rogers. That's what I like to call him to Mike to annoy him.
Yeah.
Jordan Rogers' brother.
Who's just an overpaid guy who just sits on the sidelines of the Jets. What happened?
Shailene Woodley's ex is also what I call him.
Yeah, Shailene Woodley's.
right.
He is.
I know.
What happened? He like jokingly said...
He made a comment that Jimmy Kimmel is would on be the on list. Jeffrey Epstein's like documents that were going to be released. So his joke
on a podcast.
Yeah, on a podcast. There's a lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, who are really hoping that list doesn't come out. I'll tell you what, if that list comes out, I will definitely be popping some sort of bottle.
I don't get the joke though. Like, what's the joke?
Because he's trying to say that Jimmy Kimmel likes little girls.
No, I understand that. But like I'm saying, like, how does that relevant? Like, how did that even come up? Like, it just seems very random.
Because a lot of people were anticipating this list coming out because, like, their names could be on it.
Right, but why Jimmy Kimmel?
Because I guess he has an issue with Jimmy Kimmel.
Maybe Jimmy Kimmel was making fun of him so much.
Yeah, I have a feeling Jimmy, because Aaron Rodgers is, like, anti-vax and kind of a punchline now. So people make fun of him. So I have a feeling he probably has some, like, issue with Jimmy Kimmel.
But was it clear that it was a joke?
I don't think he was like, not kidding, but it was an insult joke.
Right.
Anyway, this is what Kimmel said back. He said, "Dear a-hole, for the record, I have not met, flown with, visited, or had any contact whatsoever with Epstein, nor will you find my name on any list other than the clearly phony nonsense that soft brain wackos like yourself can't seem to distinguish from reality. Your reckless words put my family in danger. Keep it up and we will debate the facts further in court."
Well, here's my issue with what he did is like, I don't think I would have known he even said that comment unless I only know about it because of Jimmy Kimmel's angry tweet. I feel like he made that comment. Now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers has enough fans. Like, you're not a fan of Aaron Rodgers, but he has enough fans that like enough people saw it that Jimmy Kimmel got tagged.
And like believed it.
And believed it. And, you know, somebody says something, you don't need facts. Yeah.
It's on like an F football podcast. So it was like pretty, it's like if it got announced during an NFL game,
right.
We wouldn't hear it, but a lot of people would.
I'd have to know how clear it was that it was a joke or not to be, to decide whose side I'm on.
It wasn't supposed to be, it was, even if he was like quote unquote kidding, it was a pointed insult. He picked him for a reason.
Yeah, but okay, I think it's a fucked up thing, but Jimmy Kimmel makes jokes about everybody all the time as his like opening, just his opening remarks.
It's a joke.
But this is the reason this is like a big deal if you're Jimmy Kimmel, A, because you have these like really intense, like you have a lot of harassment online and I'm sure he is getting like death threats.
So do the people that Jimmy Kimmel makes fun of.
It's not the same thing. This is like QAnon conspiracy crossover. Like the Epstein list is a much different like
I think you
thing
can still
than just
joke
random
about it.
Jokes. But
I think you could still joke about it.
But not if you're the person who is going to maybe... who's going to be receiving these death threats and people think it's serious and that you're really going
to
be on
this
list.
Well, that's what
list.
I'm saying. I would need to hear it and know how obvious it was that
it was a joke.
Do you
know who was a surprising person on the list?
Who?
Stephen Hawking.
No, it wasn't just... he was known to be, like, involved. What was surprising is that he sent an email to Ghislaine Maxwell asking her confirming that he was not part of an orgy with underage girls. Like, how do you even get into that mix-up? So, yeah.
Like, he was trying to cover his tracks.
He was trying to... He asked if someone could testify or, like, confirm that he was, like,
the
not...
Prince Andrew stuff was...
Of course.
I know, but there was, like, evident... Like, not There's evidence, but it was, like, evident. Directly said stuff about him that he was, like...
He specifically would describe what he was doing to Epstein, and he had three particular girls who would fly to him.
Yeah,
it's a literal trafficking ring. Like, it's, yeah, it's, you know, it's fucking so gross. That's why Jimmy Kimmel is like, it's not just a joke.
Maybe Camilla
about him.
Should have him on to discuss that on her podcast.
Clear his name on the reading room.
Yes. I mean, if they're looking for followers.
I think this is just like more serious. It's not like a joke. Like, he picked him because he wanted to weaponize Jimmy Kimmel. Like, he wanted to, like, insult Jimmy Kimmel and tie him to this. And put his name with it. And, like, Jimmy Kimmel now wants to be like, this is not true. Because there are so many names. He could get mixed up with Jimmy Fallon at any moment. It's just too much. I think this was, like, justified. And also, Jimmy Kimmel is, like, a little young for the list, to be honest.
I mean, I don't think anyone thinks he was on the list. No one thinks he's on the list. I mean.
They would.
But he wasn't on the list.
They would if he just let that go.
Depends how jokingly he said it.
All right, let's move on because I think we're going to find out a lot more Epstein stuff. So let's save that for when more comes out. Did you guys see Kim? I was like sending, like, the more pictures I saw of this, I was just sending them off to Alexa. But did you see Kim Kardashian's like Winter Wonderland party at her house that by Mindy Weiss?
Yeah, it really looked like a Winter Wonderland. I'll say that.
It was insanely ridiculous. Yeah. Like the vibe inside. Okay, everybody, if you want to know what we're talking about, Kim basically just had a big Christmas party, and
they do it every year.
Mindy Weiss now, and it gets crazier every year, right? So Mindy Weiss, and it's not like it was pics from other people. Like, Kim posted these pictures, like, proud of this event, and I mean, it was beautiful, but just the sheer amount of Christmas trees that were placed onto her property to make it look like a forest, like a Christmas tree forest. Like, everybody go look at Kim's pictures right now and just for a second go look at these photos, because it's insane. Like, some of it is really pretty, how, like,
oh, it's very pretty. Like, that's, well, not anyone's,
no,
objection.
I mean, like, no, I think, like, how she has the trees lined into her in her bathroom, like, that's so pretty, and, like, okay, I get that. The part where it gets insane is, like, she has these Christmas trees down her hallway. And, like, why make it hard for yourself to walk through your home?
because it's not because someone else is going to clean it up. I agree that okay, first of all, she's getting a lot of backlash because it's, like, insanely overdone and very wasteful and overconsumption. And that is who they are. I think that they write that in. I didn't really understand why you wanted the trees in the house when you have this Winter Wonderland where it legit looks like a Winter Wonderland. Like, for real, why would you want it inside? Like, the whole point of a winter Wonderland is that, like, inside it's nice and cozy. And outside,
like, you're looking out. Yeah, like, exactly, you don't want to live in the forest.
Right. Like, is this do they not understand because they're from California? Like, it's just.
I feel like she's just
come,
like,
move to the Northeast.
How can I burn money? Like, literally. How can I just burn it? What can I do? If I, well, like, I just want to get rid of some because it's, you know, I don't like looking,
but, like,
at that.
But, like, are these trees, like, the trees that were unused? Or are these trees, like, chopped down from the forest and moved to her home?
Definitely,
like,
chopped down from the forest and moved to her home.
Moved to her home. And, like,
well, no, she probably bought, like, Christmas trees. Like, she probably bought trees,
yeah, that were already.
Well, all Christmas trees are, originally. They have Christmas tree farms, famously.
Yes, you know. Taylor Swift grew up on one.
Taylor grew up on one. Okay, we're not talking about Taylor.
They already did this on Travis Kelce's podcast. No, I think that they just got, they sourced trees. Mindy Weiss sourced the trees, probably at low cost as she could. Honestly, as much as it's like she wants to burn the money is earning her media. Like, we're sitting here talking about it. And like, even though we're debating her, it's still, or people are criticizing her, that's all what she wants to be. Like, that's part of the brand. She wants people to hate her for overconsumption.
I suppose. Wanted to be a lawyer.
Yeah, that too.
No?
Well, she wants to be a lawyer so people don't hate her for the overconsumption. It's like they, or so that the people who like her can be like, well, she's also a lawyer saving people. Like, it's just, it's all part of it.
I just find that the hallway, like in her own home, of the trees is ridiculous because it's like just hard to get through. Like, there's a straight hallway and she creates this windy path. Like, it's not very like child friendly. First of all, if you have small kids like constantly running and knocking into like thistles.
Well, you have a nanny.
They have like six nannies so that each of the kids knows not to go there.
She wanted it to be like at the White House where they put all the trees inside, even though like, yeah, that's what they do. I'm looking at a TikTok of it. Huh.
I'm just watching her Instagram.
I think Kim also has a boyfriend.
It's she just like bored. So like she would have done also this the anyway. Funniest is that pretty. She wrapped really her gifts in like Skims cotton. Like did you see that? Like every family member wrapped their gifts like based on their own personality.
I thought hers were the ugliest.
And she like also posted each person and like her commentary on each person was really funny. Like
it was like Kylie went with a simple blue ribbon.
It was
Kendall
yeah,
went with a chic velvet.
No. She said something like chic about like Courtney and
paper.
Chloe had very similar wrapping paper. And for Courtney she wrote like simple and.
Simple
for
green
Chloe,
wrapping paper.
She wrote gorgeous, and it was just like so obviously
I noticed like that too, but I like didn't articulate that. I just thought it was so ridiculous. Also, people were criticizing her for the way she wrapped her presents because they thought it looked like
it just like looked like you took a pillowcase and you tied it in a knot.
No, they thought it looked like a shroud for like dead people. That's what they and like they
what's a shroud? It,
like the thing they put like you in before they put you in a coffin to bury. Depending on what people get buried in. Like in the Jewish religion, they just put them in like a white thing. And so people thought she was like being insensitive with Gaza because of how it looked like.
Oh. I didn't see that because there were small boxes.
No, because of the way they were like packaged. They thought it looked like coffins. And they were like, yeah, I know. It was.
I just
thought they were extremely ugly. And
I just thought it was really like. Also, how unfun for the kids to like live in this like all white house with no color. And even like her stockings were all white. And like, yeah, they're not like there. But I think they are. And it's just like so not fun.
I think they have plenty of fun in their lives. Yeah,
I guess
you get like a fake world down. Where what
I guess there was a big gingerbread house.
Town? What happened to the town that they have in their backyard? Where's the town in all of this? You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, she has a town. Anyway, I was all lavish and whatever. Fuck it. I didn't expect anything less, but I just really thought the hallway was really ridiculous. Because like, how are you supposed to get through? Like, why are you trying to make it hard for yourself to live?
You're very stuck on this.
I know. It's just
impractical.
So funny.
Impractical.
So impractical.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Should we talk about Saltburn? Because the three of us watched it separately and like...
Yeah. We must.
I mean, I think the definition of... Which one is it?
Good, bad. Yeah.
Good, bad.
Yeah, because good is the intention. Bad is the result.
It was entirely too long. I'm going to start with that.
I didn't feel that.
Oh, I felt like I was like, every time I thought it was going to end, it just kept going. I was like, this is too long. We need to cut like 20 to 30 minutes, in my opinion.
That was your biggest critique.
That was my first thought. It was like towards the end, I was like, okay, this is enough. Yeah. I'm done.
Enough already.
Right. I thought it would end like when, you know, there's so many parts where I just thought it would end and then it didn't end.
Rosamund Pike was the best.
Yes.
I feel like there's a bunch of different. Yeah, she was the best part of it. She was so funny.
Good. I enjoyed it in the beginning. And then it got insane. And it was like it was a bad version of The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yeah, yeah.
What was your reaction to the bathtub scene and the grave scene? Because that's what anyone wants to know.
Before we get there, I think like the part that started to get confused. Like I agree the beginning was really good. And then it just switched. Like he had this switch to being sort of really confident to these people he was, I guess, conning. And it was I felt like I missed it. Like I was watching my phone for too long or something where I like didn't see the part where he
transitioned
to this.
There was
like,
no reason for him to suddenly become so
like cool
cocky.
And like cocky. Exactly. Like I didn't get it all of a sudden that he felt this confidence there. I mean, obviously the scenes where he's like sipping the cum water. Yeah. Sorry, there's no other way to say that.
It just
that.
Felt like they were trying to do shocking stuff.
Yeah, it was trying to do shocking.
No, apparently the grave scene, he improvised that. Like, he wasn't written that he was going to, like, fuck the grave.
Just
like,
enjoyed doing that.
No,
I mean, it
the
made
actor
sense.
Was like, it did make sense. For
yeah,
the,
I thought it made sense. I was really upset. I wasn't upset. I was just hiding behind.
I literally just couldn't look at it. I'm like, I can't look.
The funniest TikToks and reels are like watching it with your family.
Nicole had a really funny one.
I what's her name?
Chloe is crazy.
Yeah, Chloe's crazy. Had a funny
it just,
one.
Also, there were like a lot of plot holes. Didn't make sense. Like, why would they have kicked out the guy? I forgot what the family
cousin.
Friend.
Oh,
what's he's their cousin.
Yeah. Like, why would they have kicked him out for doing drugs that night?
Because he was selling their like very valuable art to Sotheby's.
No, then he came back and then.
No, then he came back.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because Jacob Elordi had an overdose, supposedly. And so Barry Keegan, I don't know any of their names in the movie.
Oliver Quick.
Oliver.
Is it Oliver?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Was said that like, oh, weren't you doing coke too? And like, maybe you're the one who supplied it, basically. I think it was the insinuation was that. And then Rosamund Pike was like, well, get out of my house because like you were a bad influence on
They were all going him. Crazy at that yeah. point.
I don't think like, that part made any sense.
When he was like, eat the damn pie. I couldn't handle that either. That whole scene with the like the red curtains.
It was just a lot of like plot holes in how his con thing happened, how he managed to kill everybody.
Right. How did he know because the dad was going to kill himself?
He didn't kill the sister. The sister killed herself. He just gave the razors.
Also seemed absurd.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Didn't make any sense.
Also, did he kill the dad? Or was that, did the
also,
dad just die?
It's kind of like, it doesn't make any sense why the family would even, anyone in the family would even be interested in talking to him. Like he wasn't.
They were trying to make it like they, because that was why they had, what's her name's character?
It was about the mom and how she like deals with like helping, like bringing these people under her wing and like deals with these like sort of people that they have stay at their house, right?
They want the people, they want people to like hang on them, but then they want the power to like kick them out. And I think they were trying to say that Jacob Elordi's character like always would like take in like charity cases. And this person, Oliver, actually like ended up.
I still think he was like too creepy to be believable that Jacob Elordi's character would be like enamored with him in any way.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I don't think he would have lasted like that long.
Yeah,
but I guess he used the fact that he, his mom, his dad,
his
parents,
dad died. Yeah.
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 It wasn't the best plot wise. It was definitely a lot of great aesthetics and vibes and music and the shock.
Yeah, also another great scene besides Rosamund Pike was the tour he was giving. That was one of the funniest scenes.
The naked tour?
A few Rubens.
No, when he was giving Oliver the tour of the castle.
Right.
That was really good. But yeah, there was just, it didn't make any sense because the character of Jacob Elordi like was so sweet, but just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Well, I think that's why at the end he was saying like, you've no natural predators but me, because like he was trying to say like Jacob Elordi was, and like they're all easily fooled by him.
I guess. I mean, it was just also like, I don't know, it seemed like it's weird, like the long game was for him to get this house. Like, why does he even want this weird ass house?
That
what,
part,
do you like the house that much? Like, the house seems creepy. I don't know. Like,
he got left money. He got her money.
I know, but like, I don't know. He didn't seem like he was that poor. Like, I didn't really understand what the motive really even was. It was just like poorly done. Like,
yeah, like his parents. It didn't make any sense why he hated them. I think he was just maybe crazy.
Yeah.
But he was also really smart.
It wasn't
it didn't make any sense.
It didn't have like enough character development of him for you to like really understand why or when or what he was doing at any point. It all kind of seemed just like random.
It reminds for people that are obsessed with this movie, reminds me of like how when we saw Garden State, like we were obsessed with Garden State. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I just
when you were 17,
feel artsy.
It was like,
yeah, like I just feel like it's just, I feel like I should like it because it's so artsy. And this is how I feel about this movie. But I thought that the last scene was kind of funny.
There's big debate if it's his real penis or not. Alien
is
saying
his penis.
It is his penis. Sammy is
it
saying
is.
It's
We've
not.
Learned.
Oh, you.
It is.
No,
they
no,
had a,
I,
they
no,
had a closed
I didn't say
set.
That there was a prosthetic director, like a prosthetic artist on it. But I guess maybe
just to
it
make
wasn't
it
for
look.
That. Maybe just to look nicer.
Nicer, flop around more. It just, it was like, I read about it. It was a closed set. And it was originally not supposed to be naked. Or no, he wasn't originally supposed to be dancing. He was originally supposed to be like walking. But he like made it a dance. And just to show his like victory. But then I read that the director was like, this is like a temporary, everybody knows this is a temporary victory. Like he, because there's still that butler out. There's still the cousin that's still out there. Like they're not going to let him take this without any type of investigation. But the penis was large.
I don't think we're worried about an investigation. Like these things are,
yeah,
are not real. I actually thought of all the weird scenes. The dancing scene was my most favorite of the dance of the
what
weird
was it,
scenes.
Sammy?
I'm always shocked by
the weird
scenes. I'm just always shocked by a penis when I don't expect it just on screen.
Well, because we're so used to seeing boobs.
Right.
I don't need to see those either.
But you're not so shocked by them.
I guess. They're not as shocking.
Penises are shown less.
Yeah, because yeah.
Full frontal.
Right.
It's a great song too. That's maybe, I think, it's kind of like in my head. No, I think it was a very, do you think people are obsessed with it? Like, they think it's good, or they are just, like, so taken by it because it's wild?
You know, I think, like, the wild things are shocking, and so it's, like, great for Instagram. It's great for social media. But, like, there are some people who, like, are like, this is the best movie. And I think that those people just want
haven't seen a good movie
to like, yeah. Want something to like, you know what I mean? Like, it's okay to like say something is bad, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it is what it is. We don't all have to like it, you know?
Right.
It was vibes.
I was entertained.
It was definitely good aesthetics.
I would never watch it again, but I was entertained.
I would watch it again, but like not for a while.
You know what I did enjoy? Dumb Money.
Oh.
Loved.
Oh, same.
Great.
Same.
Yeah.
We all
thought that was
it.
Really entertaining.
Same.
Yeah, that was. For anyone who has not seen it, that is the movie about GameStop and the rise
stock,
and fall.
Yeah.
Really good. Like kind of like a slightly less good Big Short, but still very good.
I liked it more than the Big Short. I mean, Big Short's way better.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear you say
this,
that. More
than this Big Short. This is like a
not as good version.
Netflix version of Big Short.
You know what I thought was
not
weird,
to be a snob, but
after googling the Reddit guy, it's one of the few cases where I actually think the guy is more attractive in real life than the actor who played him.
Yes, I agree. Like, I did the same thing. Yeah. Right? Good looking dude. Yeah.
The guy who plays
Shailene's in this movie. That would have been a good transition.
Oh yeah. Your favorite.
Yeah. I do like Shailene. Yeah, I forgot what the guy's name was, but that was cool. I don't really like America Ferrera. I think something about her acting kind of annoys me.
She's always plays a very earnest character. Idealistic, earnest character.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Maybe I don't ever get a sense that she's playing someone new. I always just feel like she's sort of playing the same person in every single thing she's in.
Same earnest, like she, idealistic character.
She could have just gone
from... Barbie person.
Yeah, like this is a prequel to being Barbie. Like this was... She was first a nurse and she tried to bet on GameStop and then left and then had her kid and now works for... Mattel.
That's true. Except for she did have a really...
traveled soccer when she was young.
She was really good in Real Women Have Curves.
She did.
You guys seen that?
She was young. I have not seen that, though.
Real Women Have Curves is a great movie, and she killed it in that, and she's never been as good as she was in that movie.
What was the TV show she
Ugly
was?
Ugly Betty.
Yes, she was Ugly Betty in her teenage years.
I didn't watch that, but I heard that did well.
Famous for Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She was played soccer as a teen and then like moved on, then was a nurse.
I think Blake Lively was playing soccer.
Blake Lively was soccer.
Oh, right. They weren't a big traveling team.
She was like fighting. She was like fighting with her dad.
Right. Blake Lively was playing
soccer. She wanted to go to college. She was like going, was that what she was? She was getting into a good school. Was that her? I got to watch that again.
That was good. That was good. Anyway, guys, I think this episode is over. I'm so glad to be back.
Welcome back. That's it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
And me at Aileen.
And me at Sammy. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Please leave us a nice rating and review for Aileen for her baby gift. And we will see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
Bye.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.